Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, we're back. We are back stronger than ever, stronger than Zach Bryan's new hairline. Good for him.
I've not seen Zach Bryan's new hairline. Looking good, huh?
Yeah, he's over in Ireland performing and no baseball hat, full head of hair.
Good for him.
Yeah. I mean, mid-20s, going bald, got a ton of money. Why not?
Got to get the hair. Ask Tom Brady, I think, right?
Ask Wayne Rooney.
Yeah, ask anybody. Ask me. Yeah. If anybody wants to sell me hair, I'm all for it, man. I'd like to get a little few more hairs growing on my head.
Well, I can tell you my people over at Dan's Hair Plugs.
You better believe it.
I'm Bob Fesco, and I endorse this message.
You're correct, my friend. Yes, you are. So.
Comes back from the 4th of July looking like Jonathan India. Yeah.
Same shorts. Because my wife has shown me this video yesterday, this guy working out. She goes, don't look at the body. And of course, he's just like, you know, yoked and ripped and six-pack. And I don't know who the hell it was, right? Uh-huh. And she goes, don't look at the body, but look at the hair. I want your hair like that. I'm like, we got a little bit more that kind of dealing with right now, right?
So let me do a little bit of math here. Ohtani pitched yesterday.
Yeah.
Does that mean he's pitching Friday at the K?
I don't know how they're using Ohtani. How long did he pitch yesterday?
I'm trying to watch.
Yeah, like did he go just one inning yesterday, two innings yesterday? How far did he pitch into that game yesterday? But yeah, if you do the math, I don't know if they have a day today.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Yeah, he's probably going to pitch sometime this weekend out of Kauffman Stadium. And so that is going to be a draw for a lot of people to go out and watch. Well, some will say one of the best players of all time. So get the opportunity to see him roll into town. Got to take advantage of that, right?
No doubt. Let's see. Dodgers. Off today.
So yep. Probably will pitch Saturday, unless you keep the 5-day rotation. I don't know what their plans are with him or what some math formula these Call people Binkley. Came up with. And, you know, Jay will tell us, hey, Tuesday. They're not here Tuesday, Jay.
No. Off today for the Royals, and then three against Tampa, and then three against the Dodgers. Yeah. So. Pretty big homestand coming up.
Huge homestand.
Yeah. So he's going to pitch for sure, I would think, against the Royals. I'm hoping it's Friday. If it is, feel like we got it. That's a game you got to go see a guy like that pitch. I don't know for sure when he's going to be there, but or if he is going to start more than one inning. But either way, just give me that matchup. Ohtani versus Caglione.
Yeah.
And then let Caglione pitch to Ohtani and see who really wins.
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah, change it up a little bit,
right?
You
want to market baseball, Dust, man? Let me tell you, do it.
You get Ohtani versus Cag. Yeah. Then Cags versus Ohtani. Let's go. Each guy gets an inning. Let's see who wins,
and
right?
Then one guy gets an at bat against each other, yeah. And then just call the game of whoever wins that matchup.
That's it, right there. Right. Just one batter v. pitcher matchup for everybody's dollar. You'd like that. That'd be good. It'd be worth every dime that you spent. Have you ever gone to a game to watch one player in your life?
Multiple times.
Mac, have you ever gone to a game in any sport to watch one player?
Four times this year.
Have you? Well, that's true, duh. Yeah, like Caglione.
Went to Springfield, went to Omaha, went to Kansas City.
St. Louis.
Went to St. Louis.
Yeah, unfortunately.
We'll go to Kansas City again this weekend to see Ohtani, because the last time I went to see Ohtani was when he was with the Angels, but it was so cold and snowing and freezing.
That, yeah.
They banged the game, and they're like, yeah, we'll play a doubleheader. I was like,
that stinks. Because I've had a couple of those players, obviously. Roger Clemens was one. Kind of his last rodeo when he was an Astro.
Yeah.
I wanted to go watch him pitch, and so I went out there. A friend of mine had really good seats down there by the Buck O'Neill seat, and I sat with him for that game. I'm like, I'm going to this game, going to watch Roger Clemens and Brett Favre. Like he was going through his last rodeo, and he came to St. Louis when I was stuck over there, and I went and watched Brett Favre play. And so those are some guys. And this year it's going to be, I think, the farewell party, obviously, for Travis Kelce.
For a lot of us,
we're going to go want to see what Travis. You know,
Christmas Day's his last
regular season home game. Yeah, that Christmas night game. So
that we know of.
Yeah, right. Yes, exactly.
Now he's talking like, well, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see how I will.
Yeah. Just do the retirement party,
Let's
just do a retirement party and have a lot of fun with it. And everybody can enjoy and celebrate. So like guys like that, so Ohtani does kind of fall into that category. If you're looking to go watch somebody special and have an opportunity to do that, because he's not going to come back next year. And then he'll be back the following year because we'll go to L.A. next year.
Yeah, it's almost like there's two different ways to see people, either their last rodeo or you want to go see somebody that's a superstar.
Yeah.
Like, I would assume that there are some young kids that when Bobby Witt Jr. goes to town, they're like, oh, we got to go watch the Royals because, you know, number 7's out here or Caglione's out here or whatever it may be. I remember seeing Drew Brees' last game as a Saint in Kansas City. Made sure to go see him play.
That's awesome.
I wanted to watch that. I don't know if there's been a football.
God, I don't even really remember the Saints ever coming to Kansas City. Like, I know they have.
It was a while ago.
But that's like one of those teams, like, I can't even, like, vision on the field at Arrowhead, right?
Did we play them?
Did we play the Saints ever? Like, I remember going there and seeing the Chiefs play because that was fun. But I don't ever remember sitting at Arrowhead or watching a game on TV where I remember the Saints playing at Arrowhead Stadium. It's just a weird, like, block, I guess, in my memory.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot. I mean, obviously, we're kind of down to just two teams that you can go watch like superstars play. If you go to Arrowhead or you go to Kauffman, but like if Skeens were to pitch against the Royals, I'd make sure I went and saw that. I'd want to see him before, he's in pinstripes. See him, like, twice a year.
Twice a year now, yeah.
I made sure to go see Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Made sure to go see Peyton Manning with my brother. But it was like going to Chiefs game, so picking a Chiefs game to kind of see a player.
Sure,
but
that's
fair.
Kind of
count that.
I got
to
the point with Peyton Manning, I didn't want to see him.
Yeah, I know. It was bittersweet.
I was at the no punt game. Sucked.
No doubt.
I was at the game when they played Denver, and he threw like five touchdowns in the second half and beat the Chiefs. It's like, this is enough.
Andy Reid's first year out in Denver, like, that was the year we were going to get Peyton Manning. We were 9-0 rolling into Denver. And that's the time we hosted the pre-party in the muffler shop parking lot in Denver. And it was what was the name of that place? I'm gonna draw a blank now. It was like Sanchez Muffler Shop or something in Denver, I think is what it was called. Or Santos Mufflers. That's what it was. Santos
Cairo.
Muffler Shop in Denver.
Like, yeah,
I don't know how we ended up in the parking lot of a muffler shop holding a party, but it was full of Chiefs fans. Yeah. It was awesome.
Well, yeah, Cairo Santos owned it.
Yeah.
We kicked the competition's prices to the curb.
That's right.
I'm Cairo Santos. Come get your muffler check.
Right. And so, like, all these Chiefs fans ascended on the Santos muffler shop, and the Chiefs were 9-0. Hey, we got a chance to beat Denver, and that son of a gun Peyton Manning stood in the pistol formation, never moved, and just got rid of the ball faster than I've ever seen. Like, Tom Bahali wasn't even out of his stance by the time Peyton Manning was getting rid of the football, and they just boom 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 down the field and gave the Chiefs their first loss that day.
From the 816, the Saints literally just played here last year.
They did? Did they really?
Yeah, because Carr was supposed to start, didn't, and then Rattler played. And the
did I go to that game?
I don't think
you might have, but you might not have been there, like, physically.
Exactly, yeah.
Might have had too many with Ralph. Might have been in the back row of the bus. Hey, guys, we're in the second quarter. This is the police.
I don't remember that game at the Saints this year. At Arrowhead? I have no recollection of that game whatsoever. Was it during the holiday break? Like,
I guarantee you they won the game.
Well, yes, they did.
Week 5.
Oh, that's right. It was a Monday night game. That's right. I do remember that now.
We saw Tyrese Halliburton's last game for, what, a calendar year yesterday?
Dang,
that's unfortunate.
Man. That stinks.
That sucks.
So he goes down last night, and Jen says to me, she goes, well, at least he got this injury. Now it's a great time to have that injury last game. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's the worst time. You couldn't have scripted a worse time for an injury in the history of sports. Game 7, and then you miss all of next year.
Yeah.
Like, that's the worst time for an injury for that guy.
Kind of reminds me of, like, Jamison Williams in the national title game for Alabama.
Yep.
Blew his ACL.
For sure.
Got drafted, what, like, in the top 10, like, 7th or 8th overall by the Lions. Sat out an entire year, came back the next year after that. Charles Omenihue.
That's another one.
Was that division?
No, that was the AFC championship game.
Ended up missing basically the whole next year. Yep. And then we saw Tatum this year, who's probably going to miss the entire year next year as well.
Yeah.
Unless he has some sort of speedy recovery. But yeah, I mean, like, the best way to do it's the way Rodgers did it. Like, game one, third play, be like, look, season's a wrap.
Yep.
Didn't have to go the whole season and miss the other season.
Right.
There's actually never a great time to do it.
Of course not.
But again, it's the Achilles injury. It looked like something snapped. He hits the ground. Hey, Papa Halliburton, how's he doing? He's done.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Because the team is like peddling lower leg injury. They were like, thanks for that, genius. So you go to the parents. That's what you do. Great reporting by Lisa Salters. Give her a lot of credit.
Yep.
Went right to the parent, got the information, and here we go. And so that injury does suck because, again, he misses all of next season, misses game 7. They may have won that game if Halliburton's playing last night, guys. I mean, that was a very nip and tuck game very early on. You lose your best player, and they were still in it. That McMullen guy, Matt McMullen, he was out there, shooting the lights out in the first half, kind of picking up the slack. Obviously, it didn't carry forward or anything like that, but my God, like, Indiana may have won that game if Halliburton's healthy.
This is Brian Winterhorse on that injury.
I'm going to have a complicated memory of tonight. This is an organic championship for the Thunder. They built this team from scratch. They were down to nothing. They drafted these guys. They developed these guys. Nobody forced their way here via trade. Nobody, you know, they didn't win the lottery. They did this through grit and hard work. They were great from the first moment, the day of the season. They earned this thing all the way through. They are a pure champion doing it for the first time. Even if they win 2 or 3 more championships with this group, nothing will feel as pure as this. And yet, I feel sick, and I'm not recovered from seeing the slow motion of his calf. And even they won the game in the third quarter with the classic Thunder run,
what
with turnovers and the flurry and everything. But as the fourth quarter is happening and I'm watching the Thunder go through this dry spell and the Pacers get the lead, I think, to 9 or whatever.
10.
10. I'm thinking if they had Halliburton that this is going to go down to it.
Just like you had mentioned, as he popped that Achilles tendon, it looked like it. But again, props to Oklahoma City, man. Like, that's the team that you got to go beat now in the NBA.
Yep, for sure.
SGA is a superstar, right? Like, we have the numbers that we've seen. Like, he's the one of four players to win scoring title, MVP, MVP title in the finals, and an NBA finals, right?
That's insane. Who are the other people he's up there with? Jordan,
Shaq,
Kobe?
Shaq, Jordan, Halliburton, or SGA, and Chamberlain for the Bucks.
Wow.
One of four.
Quite a list.
That is a hell of a list right there that he's on. Wow. Yeah.
So he did the MVP, the NBA title, and the scoring title. That's what he's with Shaq, Jordan, and Chamberlain when he was with the Bucks.
So why isn't he the face of the
NBA? Abdul-Jabbar, I'm sorry. Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, Kareem. Okay. Kareem. Either way, it's still a hell of a list. But why isn't he the face of the NBA? Why are we trying to force people to get eliminated in the second round to be the face of the NBA or the third round to be the face of the NBA?
Not fun.
But you know what? He dominates. He's one of four people in the history of the league to do something like that. That's your face of the league right there.
That'd be so fun.
So what if he plays for Oklahoma City? Man, that's the guy you want. I mean, he seems like a great dude, too. Like, you know, just a great role model type of guy, great player, like everything you possibly want in an athlete. That's the face of your league. Stop looking too hard for it, the NBA.
They kind of give me Chiefs vibes because they're not in a huge market.
Yeah.
Right. They're not East Coast, West Coast. They're not a traditional team. Chiefs were not a traditional team for football.
Right.
And all of a sudden, good draft picks, good upper management. And then all of a sudden, everybody watches them win the title and go, oh, boy, these guys are all really young, all super talented. This might be the new standard of the NBA where we're now going to have to go and beat this team single time.
What Windhorst said too, Dusty, was like, you know, they're kind of an organic team. They grew together, you know, nobody forced their way there via trade. No. Like nobody Duranted this thing.
Fanatics.
Really? So, I mean, that's fantastic. I love it. And you're right. That may be the new way of doing things right now for the NBA.
That's great. Plenty more. Plus we'll dive into what this was a successful road trip for your Kansas City Royals. We'll dive into that as well. Plus, the superstar named Jack Caglione did a couple of things this weekend that were absolutely star-stunned, from me, at least. We'll get into that here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
The 2-2 pitch. Caglione hits it high in the air, deep right center field. Adolis Garcia's at the wall. It's gone. Watch it fly. Jack Caglione, his first big league home run. A 387-foot blast deep to right center into the Rangers bullpen. There's the power that's been promised. Jack Caglione has arrived with thunder. The pitch. Fastball hit high in the air, deep to right center field. Garcia turns around, watches it fly. Home run, Jack Caglione. Make it two for Cags today in Texas. 4-1 Royals in the top of the ninth inning.
But wait, there's more.
Now the pitch and a swing and a ball well hit. Deep to right field. Caglione back. Caglione leaps. And he made the catch up against the fence. Jack Caglione takes an extra base hit away from Merrill. The rookie right fielder, still learning the position, makes a great play right in front of the fence.
Hearing that crowd dissipate as the start of the hit and then the catch and then the 6'5 monster robs that ball.
I mean, he just put his arm up there. Just like, got it.
Nuts, man.
It was a great play.
I mean, it was something that was great because these are the ebbs and flows of having a rookie guy go out there and play a position not really that familiar with. Had a rough go at it on, what was it, like Saturday or Friday, you know, made some crucial errors out there. Not crucial errors, but made some, you know, plays that looked lost. And then yesterday makes a, you know, leaping grab over the wall, robs a home run, more than extra bases, Stu. And you know, takes one away from the Padres yesterday, hits two home runs in Texas. Obviously, we saw the one that was at his neck, and he took it out deep to right, and then he hit that one that was the typical CAG shot, 439 feet deep to right field, as Garcia just had to turn his head and be like, all right, that's a grown man at the age of 22. But either way you look at it, if I'd have told you last week on Wednesday and said, hey, you know, you're going to sweep Texas and you're going to go on this road trip and go 4-2 and come back home with an off day on Monday, everybody would take it. Everybody would have said, yes, I take a 4-2 road trip no matter how you get there. I don't care. I know yesterday's game kind of tainted the way maybe that you felt about this road trip because, again, it was a walk-off. It was a game in which another starter was pulled maybe a little too early.
So
there's those questions as well with Lugo on the mound. But look, you went 4-2. We said we're going to give it 2 weeks. We're going to give it the weekend to see how this players-only meeting happened. Since that meeting, you know, they go on that road trip. They never play well in Texas, swept Texas. Took the first one against San Diego. You're hoping to kind of, you know, move forward. Had a great game Friday night. And then Saturday and Sunday you lost. But again, 4-2 on this road trip. You actually somehow gained a game in your division. And now you're two games out of the wild card. And you leapfrog some teams that you had to get in front of. And you're right back in the mix of it. And I feel like you have a little bit more of a positive feel in your gut after watching that team over the last six games.
Well, I think 4-2 on the road trip is great. I mean, what more could you ask for, right? But obviously the way you lose at the end, you know, you lose those two and you're still now coming back two games under 500. So I feel there's a lot of like, okay, we had this thing going in the right direction and then we kind of pulled back. They've got to find a way to string these games together now and get back over 500, right? Give yourself some breathing room so you're not chasing 500, because I do believe there is a lot of folks who look at the standings and go, all right, they're not 500 yet. Call me when they're 500. And so they've got to find a way to get back to 500. But I also think what a difference a week makes, too, when it comes to the narrative that's been around this team. A week ago, everybody wanted the hitting coach fired and nobody was any good. And then Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny started all connecting together and doing what they were paid to do. And now all of a sudden, this offense looks legit. And Cags joins in on the fun as well, because Bobby and Salvi and Vinny and those guys are all going. What a difference a week makes when you get your big three going. And that's what we've been saying the entire time with this team. Until Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi get going, this team is not going to have the ability to go out there and win a lot of games and score a lot of runs. You need your stars to be stars. And that was the biggest difference in this entire road trip from everything that happened really before it. The stars were stars. Bobby was fantastic. Salvi, big home run yesterday. Vinny's been really, really good. Obviously, Cags got into the mix as well. And so when your stars are stars and they play like they're supposed to play, you give yourself that great opportunity to win. And it's funny for me, too, because I think the feeling should be different around this team than it was a week ago. And maybe that guy who created that fake story that ownership is wanting to sell, that was the thing that got this team jump-started a little bit, because I know it pissed everybody off inside the organization. I can't imagine what it did to the players in that organization as well. And they played really nice baseball since that stupid comment came out from that nitwit in New York.
Yeah, I mean, it was, again, you know, lack thereof runs in the second and third game in that San Diego Padres series. You lose 3-2 in the Sunday finale. I know that 5-1 on the road trip was right there within the grasp of your reach. And it kind of does, like I said earlier, it kind of taints the way that you went on this road trip. But still, 4-2 after getting swept by the A's and the Yankees at home, when everybody was just ready to go to St. Joe immediately and start watching Patrick Mahomes throw a football in a yellow jersey. But look, that was a team this weekend that brought a little bit of buzz back. I know still two games under 500. I believe they're 38-40.
Yeah.
But again, you get Tampa Bay coming to town and then the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's really no time to relax except for today. They're back home. You sleep in your own bed. Maybe Cags goes and rips a few packs of cards while he's got the off day, which we know he's done that before. So again, he's played 17 games. He's got a two homer game and he's got a home run robbed in right field. Small sample size. Obviously, you want to see more. He's hitting 203, strikeouts 13 times. I believe he's got 64 at-bats so far in the pros. But again, I'm happy where he's at.
Right.
And I know that that's one of the main focal points. And I remember listening to the game on Friday, watching Q talk about the game. And it was either Friday or I think it was Saturday, actually. And they were talking to Cotrero. And he was like, look, this team goes with Bobby. And Bobby's been going. Bobby went to Texas a couple years ago. Turned it on. Bobby goes to Texas this year, turned it on, and this team goes when its superstar goes. Yes, Caglione is the story, is the fun part to talk about, is the new piece to the puzzle. But again, the original, you know, origin of this machine that goes is number 7 that plays shortstop. And when he's rolling, everybody else is. That's what the manager says. That's what we've said. That's what baseball says. You see 7 go, everybody else kind of follows suit.
That's exactly right. And until Bobby got going, this team wasn't going to get going. And I know people don't like to put the pressure on Patrick Mahomes and Travis and Bobby and Salvi and all these guys, but those are the catalysts of your team. You can't rely on Nico Remigio to power your football team. You can't rely on Michael Garcia to be the catalyst for your baseball team. Every team around sports, look at last night, SGA, right? How good was he last night in that ball game, right? That's why Oklahoma City was able to win. Their star was a star. And until your stars are stars, you're just going to be a, you know, an average team. Now, I know there's a lot of conversation about pulling Lugo in that game yesterday. I don't know where you stood on that. I wasn't a fan. That guy was kind of cruising along. I know we had a double given up, but that's okay. You know, pitchers give up hits throughout the course of a game. I think Hugh made a mistake pulling him early in that game yesterday, and I think that hurt their chances of winning more than anything. You got to manage with feel, and I'm watching Lugo pitch yesterday. I'm like, nobody's getting to this guy. Oh, he gave up a double. So what? That doesn't mean you pull the ripcord right away. He only had 90 pitches, and so if we're looking for reasons why they didn't go 5-1, I think Hugh's a big part of why they didn't go 5-1 yesterday, not letting Lugo continue to kind of cruise along and see what he can do. Leave him out there till he can't anymore, you know?
Yeah, that's the equivalent of like a manager as a pitcher giving up the big 2-run home run. It's like, you know, just you got to go with what, you know, you're feeling. Don't throw your slider when you're feeling your curveball and your fastball. Maybe let your veteran and Lugo go out there and get out of that mess. And if he doesn't, you at least can look at the people and say, well, I rode with my veteran starter. I let him go out there. He didn't get the job done. It's unfortunate. Or the other hand of it is, hey, you let him go, got out of the inning, got to have a tough jam. You went out of there still 2-1, maybe 2-0. It wasn't the case. Zerpa goes in, and then the floodgates are open.
Yeah, but wouldn't you feel more comfortable with Lugo in there in that situation than the bullpen? I know I would, because Lugo's got 85 pitches he can throw
at. I just think they look too much sometimes. And you mentioned this when you talk about hitting, and I'm kind of the opposite way towards, like, managerial tactics. Uh-huh. Like, sometimes, because sometimes you can't win in this situation, right? Go back to the 2014 or 2015 World Series, Matt Harvey's like, I want to go back out there and pitch. Like, Okay, dude, you're my guy. Go out there. And then career's over. Obviously, more dramatic than most. But then there's the other hand of it, which is like, I took my veteran out. I put my bullpen in where Zerpa's been great in June. These other guys are good. I trust this to happen. This is what's going to get us further. Ursig, Zerpa, Lynch, all these guys, Stevez. And it didn't work. And maybe that was one of those games where, you know, I've heard JJ talk about it when they pulled Noah Cameron a couple of starts ago, where it's like, oh, he's only at 84 pitches. You know, that's one of those things where you make a decision, it doesn't work out, you got to take that loss. Yesterday, maybe one of those decisions that Q has to wear on his back and say, that's on me. I look too far into the lineup to see lefty, righty, what I've got in the bullpen. Overthought the situation. Sometimes it's okay to just let your veteran go out there and get the job done.
I agree. I mean, that's why we're paying these guys, right? They're veteran guys, and especially a guy like Lugo, who wasn't taxed. Like, Lugo isn't a guy that goes up there and throws 100 miles an hour on every pitch. This guy is an artist out there, and we'll talk about him as the day goes along, because there's nothing more fun right now than watching that guy just go out there and just toy with people, man. It's just, so it's not taxing innings, and that's the other thing. Like, taxing situations, people will always talk about how many taxing situations has Lugo been in? Not many, not high leverage situations at all. Like, yesterday was not a high leverage situation. Got the first guy, gave up a double. I trust Seth Lugo, who's been dominating basically for 2 years now in Major League Baseball, to go out there and get that guy out. And I think there needs to be more managing and more decision-making with the gut as opposed to the numbers. Oh, he's at 90 pitches. He's got, no, he didn't have to come out of that game yesterday. He was cruising along. I would trust the guy who's been out there on the mound all year long and all of last year, basically, with 18 different pitches that he could throw at you, than somebody coming out of the bullpen. Because you listed all those guys that came out of the bullpen. It's a lot harder to kind of piecemeal a game together and count on five guys having their stuff that day, as opposed to just one guy having their stuff that day. You're counting on all of those guys to get the job done when you had a guy on the mound that, for the most part, was getting the job done.
No doubt. Day off today, and then a gigantic sort of playoff feel of a series. Tampa Bay coming to town. They're ahead of you in the wild card standings. We all know it's simplicity at its finest when it comes to how you get above those teams. You beat them. Mm-hmm. So take 2 out of 3 against Tampa Bay, gain a game in the standings over them, and try to just keep moving. And then you'll have the big bad Dodgers coming to town Friday, Saturday, Sunday, where I believe Ohtani will pitch at least an inning, maybe two, Friday or Saturday. It looks like some people have already seen that he's going to be scheduled to pitch Saturday. We'll have Vern on at 8:20 today, and we'll talk to Vern about that when it comes to the Dodgers this weekend. But we get to have a 6:30 conversation of our overreaction on a Monday. Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Mac Morey, why don't you start things off, since you and Bob did invite me to your lake house this weekend?
Yeah, what do you call us, lake rats?
Lake rats.
Hey, dude, It comes with the territory.
Absolutely.
You know, you guys don't grow facial hair, but if you could, you'd have the handlebar mustache smelling like bluegill.
Oh, man. Yeah. We had a good time, didn't we, Mac?
That was fantastic.
Two separate states, two separate lakes.
Yes, yes. It was
I guess my invite got lost in the mail.
But you had to be by the water this week and probably all week. What'd you say? It's National Hydration
Today
Day?
Today is, yeah. Get that hydration.
Check the color of your urine. Make sure it's clear.
Oof.
Coincidence? I think not.
Yeah.
For me, overreaction, I'll go to the KD news. I think the Houston Rockets, I don't think it's an overreaction. Maybe they're finals contenders. They were number two seed. The West was really close, so maybe they were three or four games for being a 7 or 8 seed. But with such a young team, they add a two-time finals MVP in Kevin Durant. He will be 37 next season. But they've got a year or two window here with a talented team. They're finals contenders.
All right.
Did you notice this? I don't know if you saw this baseball card stuff. Kevin Durant's reaction of being traded on stage is now a card, and he signed it. Kevin Durant's a 1 of 1, and it says the sniper to Houston.
That is sick.
So somebody will pull that card in a Topps pack that gets introduced next year, and or maybe this year when it comes to the NBA packs that get ripped. So you'll have a Kevin Durant reaction.
Yeah, that was a big part of his
announcement. Is he trying to play for every team?
He's close.
Only his fifth team.
You know, he's getting there.
Thunder, Warriors, Brooklyn,
Phoenix,
Houston.
Now Houston.
Knicks in 5.
Yeah.
My overreaction is I watched a quarterback who I think is the third best quarterback in football not be able to throw a baseball this weekend.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what that was. I don't know if he was trying to throw a football, but Joe Burrow trying to throw a baseball at the Fanatics event this weekend, especially in front of Kay Adams, total failure.
Jeez.
Threw 3 against the wall to his left. The first 2 didn't even go 10 feet, and then finally couldn't hit the target. So I don't know if there's like something with how he was trying to throw it, but I would have assumed that Joe Burrow could throw a baseball. I
mean, you assume a quarterback is a baseball player. Like, they're the shortstop.
Yeah, Joe Burrow can only throw a football is my overreaction.
Wow.
There's video out there if you want to look at it. Guy's great, stud, sexy, great quarterback, probably the third best quarterback in the NFL. Can't throw a baseball. Unbelievable.
Yikes.
Could not believe it. I was watching that video. I'm going, Joey B, this is just a show, right? Did it again, and then again, and then again. I see my men over at Heartland Men's Health.
Yeah, Joe Burrow, man. Like, it was not a good look for him over the weekend.
Weird. I'm like, is this like fake? Because like, you know how he's odd. Like sometimes he just does things that you're like, is this really how he is? He goes from like smoking a cigar to dyeing his hair blonde, beating the Chiefs in the NFC Championship game, to losing the Super Bowl, to putting up amazing numbers last year, to having Kay Adams right there on his right, and I would have probably done the same thing. I probably would have thrown 3 balls in the ground.
Yeah, but you're not a professional quarterback who's supposed to be able to throw
an object. Opinion, man.
Yeah, I mean,
well, he's got that like bad boy thing that I feel like all the guys have kind of looked at like, oh, dude, he's kind of got it going on. And that kind of just, that kind of ruins
your street cred a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what was more weird to see, him throw a baseball or your headphones.
You got to fix those things. I mean, you look like an idiot over there. Like,
put
yourself on the screen. I mean, like, this thing, it looked like a wing coming off the side of your head, like Max getting ready to fly away. And then you look like a broken bird. You got one wing, and we're supposed to take you to the vet. No. I mean, look at that thing. Like,
you look like Ben Stiller.
I mean, like,
I hate it.
My overreaction, it's not an overreaction. It's something I'm struggling with right now. I think even if the Royals are alive in this thing, you got to consider trading Lugo because he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year, and you could really get a haul back in return if you play your cards the right way. We were watching MLB Network, and Dusty's like, Sandy Alcantara's got to get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, who else is available right now in the trade market that could bring you back guys in return? I know people would have a horrible reaction to it, but what happens? This is a big week. Again, this is another big week as we get closer and closer to the trade deadline.
It's a playoff series, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
It is.
For sure.
Yeah, Tampa's ahead of you in the standings, right? Like, so you got an opportunity against the Rays to do some good things, and then you have the best team in baseball coming in right now. I feel like that Seth Lugo trade chip could be very, very big, and I would have that in my back pocket if things do dissipate, and I wouldn't hesitate trading Seth Lugo if things did go south, because you could do a really nice job of getting pieces to potentially rebuild your organization from him.
Somebody says on the 913, armchair pitching coach here, so they admit it.
Yeah.
But they thought that Lugo might have been having issues with his finger again. He was looking at it as if he came off the mound in the end of the inning. I think that that's why he got pulled, that maybe that blister is coming back.
Maybe.
You know, you're our blister insider of baseball.
Yeah,
so.
You get a blister, you're done.
Don't give Bob that fuel.
No, but Jeremy Offelt was blisters. The one. Jeremy Offelt for years dealt lefty. With that blister, right? And it was nasty. It was pussy. It was gross. Ew. Like, I mean, it was one of the grossest things to ever look at. He would always show you his finger and like, look at it, I can't get this healthy.
Ugh.
And then he finally did, and you know, he pitched well, had a great big league career for like 15 years. In Major League Baseball, but he could never. Did he win two?
I think so.
Was
the Giants?
Was he on two Giants teams? I know 14, obviously.
And then they won it. They won it in
12.
12, 14, and then 10. Yeah.
How many of those was he on? Was he on that many of them? That's awesome if he was. But one of my favorite people to cover when he was playing here with the Royals. But that blister, man, it was every single day with the blister for Jeremy Offelt. So if there is a blister injury and there is something wrong with Seth Lugo, fine. Then take him out of the game. But not if when he was cruising along he was like he was yesterday.
Three-time World Series
he
champion.
Is. Good for him. I didn't realize he was on all those Giants teams.
It says three World Series.
Wow.
So maybe he didn't win one with the Reds, didn't win one with the Rockies, didn't win one with the Royals.
Nope.
And had to have won all three with the Giants.
Yes.
Good for him.
Good
dude.
For him. That's awesome.
Yeah. 926 innings pitched in his career.
Dang. Is there one that's grosser, that blister injury or Brian Baldinger's finger when we met him?
Oh, the blister injury.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because the blister injury was alive. Baldinger's finger's been hanging for
that's
40
that's
years,
true.
You know? You know you're going to see that thing, right?
Yeah.
You know that finger is going to hit you in the side of the head. Like, it looks like your headphone, Baldinger's
it
finger.
Does.
Yeah, right? Yeah, like
ew.
That. Yeah.
I
like
wouldn't right ask, but I felt bad. I didn't know if that was like an insecurity, but he like put his hand down right in front of me, and I was just like, oh.
No, that's
God.
Called a war wound from the NFL, my friends. Like,
it was 90 degrees that way. It was like he got beat up by John Goodman on the Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah. It's so nasty. Yeah. But you know that one's coming. That one's been there. Everybody's kind of seen that dangling thing, like your headphone. But ooh. That Offelt thing would just never heal. It was always wrapped. It was always runny. Like, nasty.
It's like cauliflower ear, but on the finger.
Worse. Worse, yeah.
Dusty, I saw your first pitch. It was way better than Burrow's. Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, that was my overreaction. I can't believe he can't throw a baseball. It baffles me, man. Are his hands too big?
I never
thought
about that.
Is he trying to throw a spiral with a baseball?
Yeah, he's probably got the football motion, yeah.
But yeah, it was immediately into the tarp to the left.
He did kind of have a football throwing motion, but it still shouldn't be
that bad.
Because
we saw Travis Kelce throw out a first pitch.
But again, every quarterback in the NFL was probably the shortstop or a pitcher on their high school baseball team, right? Find me a quarterback in the NFL that was the fat kid at first base, like me.
Yeah.
Or catcher.
Bryce Harper.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Right.
Yeah, Bryce Harper was a chunky little kid. Now he's just a stud.
Yeah, but he's not a NFL quarterback.
That's true.
You know? Yeah. Like, Patrick Mahomes wouldn't do that. Josh Allen wouldn't do that. Lamar wouldn't do that.
Has Lamar thrown out a first pitch?
He has to have, right?
Yeah, for the Orioles, right?
The Orioles would have had him throw it out after his MVP season.
I mean, if you haven't had Lamar throw a first pitch out in Baltimore, what are we even doing here?
No idea.
Has Jalen Daniels thrown out one for D.C. yet?
I think he has.
Has C.J. Stroud thrown out one down in Houston yet?
With Diane?
He's going to go through every starting quarterback.
Yeah.
No, all the good ones I'm thinking about off the top of my head. The list pretty much just ended.
Yeah, is it over for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had Herbert throwing out, but it was during the playoff run for the Padres, and he threw an interception to a fan. Coming up on the other side, that Kevin Durant trade, where are we at with his legacy? You know Mac's favorite player in the NBA of all time is Kevin Durant, so he's ready to dive in on it here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Into it here on a Monday on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. 96.5 The Fan. Looks like it's 9 o'clock in the morning outside. 6:45. Love it. Love it. A lot happening this weekend. There was the Fanatics Fan Fest this weekend. Livy Dunn there. There was a lot of superstars there. Joe Burrow couldn't throw a baseball. Some guy got to meet Livy Dunn, dropped his Sprite, sprayed all over the place, including her.
That's awesome.
That would probably be everybody's reaction.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Let me get that for you. Please don't touch me.
Yeah.
And then she bought, like, a Paul Skeens anime card for, like, I think $1,000, whatever it was. Just living their best life. And then there's Kevin Durant, right? What a random time that is. Because we always wonder, like, do these people know if they're getting traded? Have they talked to their agents? You would think that it wouldn't be, you know, like the same setting as, you know, hey, by the way, you've just been traded. Oh, and breaking news, by the way, which is how it happened. He's on stage, I believe. Was he with Kay Adams? Is that who he was sitting with?
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
And they were just talking, shooting the breeze. Then all of a sudden, Kevin Durant's been traded from Phoenix to the Houston Rockets. Now the Phoenix Suns have 9 point guards at no other position on their team. And the Rockets now will take the 37-year-old vet and Kevin Durant. Can't imagine how much production he's going to give them. But again, he's a name. He moves the needle for the NBA offseason. This is one of many dominoes that will fall now that the NBA season comes to wraps last night after the Oklahoma City Thunder. Win their title and a number one title for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, they get their first title. A sidebar on Oklahoma City. Are we considering them one of the greatest teams of all time, or are we just looking past
that?
Take
it easy.
Well, they're one of four teams who have won 84 games in the history of the NBA. The three Bulls teams and them. There was a Warriors team that won 84, didn't win the NBA Finals.
Yeah, they were up 3-1.
And so are we, is it that team, is that okay to consider one of the best NBA teams of all time, just that year, obviously. Like, yeah. I mean, they're up there. They had 84 games.
Great season, yes.
I mean, you win all those games. How could you not be in that mindset of one of the greatest of all time? Because they're not sexy. That's what we do. We look too hard into sports and try to. They're one of the greatest teams of all time.
I did see a funny tweet. Maybe it's inappropriate, but it was like, imagine carrying a baby for 9 months and just to name it Chet.
But the Bulls were not a team that you know, at the end of the season went, oh, the Bulls won. Yeah, and we knew the Bulls were going to win, right? They led from wire to wire.
Mm-hmm.
34-7 during the first half of the season.
Yeah.
34-7 during the second half of the season. Lost 7 postseason games. Won 84 games this year and an NBA championship. On par with the 15-16 Warriors, 95-96 Bulls, 96-97 Bulls.
Hell of a run.
One of the greatest seasons ever.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
greatest
yeah.
One of the greatest seasons.
I mean, it's up there, man. They've done everything.
What do we say about the Royals? You go with your superstar?
Yeah.
SGA, scoring title, MVP, NBA Finals MVP, NBA Finals.
One of four players in the history of the league to do that.
Yep.
One of the four teams in the history of the league to win 84 games.
Solid run.
I mean...
And they're young.
And we're sitting here, you know, blinding ourselves trying to name superstars and find the leaders of the NBA. They just gave it to us, and we're like, they're not interesting because they're in Oklahoma City. I mean, that's essentially what it boils down to.
And breaking news, the Pacers have fired Rick Carlisle. Still has a job.
Are you joking about that, though? Because who knows in the NBA, right? Yeah, you went all the way to the NBA Finals, and you're fired.
So what is Durant's legacy?
I mean, I still think there's room for it to change. I think this stop could help him quite a bit more than it could hurt him. Because, I mean, these past few stops aren't going to be remembered well, right? I mean,
Brooklyn sucked.
Yeah.
Phoenix. That's what people say about Brooklyn. He was a toe away from beating the Bucks, who won the NBA Finals.
So was Isaiah Likely.
Yeah. In week one of the regular season, KD carried that team. But, yeah, no, I mean, yeah, people remember Brooklyn sucking instead of the injuries and him carrying them.
Well,
but
it was just a catastrophic failure in Brooklyn because that's when Kyrie came out and was like, the earth's flat. I don't want to talk to anybody. I have my own world.
It's terrible.
I do believe one of the things that Stephen A. Smith was right about, Kobe's death definitely messed up Kyrie. That was like his mentor. That was his guy. Kobe passed away suddenly, and Kyrie was shook for a little bit for this time in Brooklyn. He's kind of come around more so that he's been in Dallas, or if you want to say that per se. But Kevin Durant will always be, in my opinion, known as the third, maybe second best player of his time in the NBA. It will always be LeBron. Then that Steph Curry kid kind of came out of nowhere, and Durant rode those coattails to two titles.
Yes,
now, again, he was a finals MVP, got two titles. It was a great move on his part, but it was still Steph's team. It was never Kevin Durant's team. Every time Kevin Durant has been the guy on the team, they've never done it. Oklahoma City, it was a failure.
Yep.
He went to Brooklyn, didn't work out, played well, but didn't work out when it came to what he had to do. Because on Brooklyn, what, there was three. It was him, Kyrie, and Harden.
And Harden.
And he was kind of the guy to be the guy, and it didn't happen. Phoenix, it was just the end of the career started to come around, and then now he's going to Houston. What he provides the Rockets, I don't know, but he won't be the guy that everyone's going to think, like, oh, here's Kevin Durant, the guy that's going to get us 29 a game, play 35 minutes and do that. That's just not where he's at anymore. But I don't know. I think his legacy's fine. He's one of the best college basketball players I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He won, what, two titles?
Yep. MVP.
Couple MVPs on the belt.
Yep.
Like, he's going to be a Hall of Famer, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be one of the best NBA players of his generation.
See, for me, I always kind of fall into a second category with him because I feel like he's not a win because of guy, you know? He's a win. He got there, they won. He wasn't the reason why they won. Every time, as Dusty said, that's kind of my impression of Kevin Durant. You had to go and ride the coattails in order to get that championship. And you did. But then when you went out on your own and you tried to do it your way, it failed miserably, right? Brooklyn, Phoenix, who knows what's going to happen down in Houston, you know, with this team. But I think Kevin Durant, for me, is always going to be that guy who wasn't able to carry a franchise. But if he was on a team with other star players, then he was able to fit in and be a nice addition to that team. But when he was asked to be the guy, he's just not the guy. And that's fine. A lot of people aren't the guy. Most people aren't the guy when it comes to professional sports. And Kevin Durant was a very good player, great player, Hall of Fame player. But he's not one of those guys that I would say, that's a guy I need in order to win.
Steph wrote his coattails. You guys overrate Steph Curry. You guys don't know ball. It's obvious.
Oh, the second thing I don't agree with. But the Steph wrote his coattails. I wouldn't say Steph wrote his coattails, but it certainly wasn't KD riding Steph Curry. KD was the best player on that team, and I think Warriors needed KD just like KD needed the Warriors. Maybe not as much. I think the Warriors still would have been contenders. They don't just cruise to two titles like that. Kevin Durant put them over the edge. Yeah.
And that's why everybody hated. That's why everybody started hating
it. Totally
the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, right.
And I get that move. I just say Kevin Durant was incredible. I think legacy-wise, though, you're right. I mean, people are going to remember Steph Curry as the guy and remember KD, I'll believe incorrectly, as someone who couldn't be the guy. I think we saw him do – I mean, he brought
And there's
it.
The beauty in sports, though, Max. Sorry to jump in. That's perception, right? Yep. How do you change that? It's hard. It really is.
It's very hard. Yes.
Because there's people you have perception, like Alex Rodriguez, never going to be a big-game player, in my opinion. Even though he won a world championship, he's never a big-game player. Aaron Judge has to win, like, 10 world championships before people will accept him as a big-time player. Patrick Mahomes, no matter what he does the rest of his career, that's a big-game player right there. Josh Allen, not merely a big-game player.
He's got to prove that. Yeah, he's got to change that perception, and that's going to be hard to do for a lot of people, including you. So yeah. I get that. My perception of KD's different. I'm also a little biased.
I've been my guy
since I was a kid, so I get it. I will say these last two seasons, 75 and 62 games played, 27 points a game, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. He can get you 27 and 6 a night on 30 minutes a game still.
Now, will he be 38 at the start of next season?
37 at the start of next season. Okay. So right now, 36. But yeah,
so he's got 1 to 2.
1 to 2 more years is what I'd say. That's I'd put him at. And I think Phoenix, you shipped him off at the right. I mean, you got what you could. They needed to get rid of him.
A good trade for both parties. Houston got rid of some stuff they didn't want. They got rid of something they didn't want. Like, sometimes those trades work out that way. Jeremy Guthrie, Jonathan Sanchez type of trade. Royals didn't want Sanchez anymore. Rockies didn't want Guthrie. They swapped locations. It's great for – I don't know what Sanchez did in Colorado. I don't really care. But Guthrie came here, changed the scenery. It was great. He took his game to the next level, became a cult hero here in Kansas City. Maybe they can do that for Houston right now, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think the West is wide open, though.
No, the West
The East, however,
whew,
that thing is now wide open.
Yeah, two top five players. Exactly.
And Boston, yeah.
Tatum and Halliburton are both out. And does the Knicks have a coach yet?
No. That didn't happen since we were back last week.
They did not announce that at Fanatics either.
No coach. Mike Brown didn't get hired yet.
Yeah, not yet.
If I'm the Knicks, I go get that Coastal Carolina coach.
Yeah, that baseball coach from Coastal Carolina. He beat the hell out of some people.
He scared an umpire.
I mean, the umpire falling down and then ejecting him. That's you got embarrassed, pal. And that umpire who ejected him and fell down had 7 years in Major League Baseball. He was so bad they fired him of Major League Baseball.
Wow.
And now he's umpiring at the collegiate ranks. Jeez. Embarrasses himself, falls down, acts like the manager pushed him to the manager to touch him, and kicked him out of the game in the final game of the College World Series. What a douche move by the umpire.
Oh, no, that guy's coming after me? I got to get out of here. Oh, crap.
Yeah. Dang it.
Get ass up, over Harry. Tea kettle, yeah.
You can't look like that. You're ruining it for all of us. Coming up on the other side, Bob needs to take...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take it easy when it comes to Seth Lugo and a comparison. Plus, there's some players to be named for trades we'll dive into as well here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what you up, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.